Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
With the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a very wet and rainy Thursday morning. February the 22nd, 2024. 2-2-2-2-0-2-4. What do we have there? 3-5 twos in this date. There are only two numbers in today's date that are not twos, including the year, the month, and the day. How about that on this monsoon of a day? 17 minutes past the hour, and you know, apparently, it's not only raining and dark right now, but it's going to be very rainy for the most part of the day, and it's also my understanding that the rain is going to get heavier as the day goes along. So what can you do, as they say? All right, phone lines are always open here, 740-751-4038. What would you rather do on a rainy morning, whether you're out there working or whether you're out there at home this morning, laying in bed, listening to the program, or sitting at the kitchen table or running around the house? Then call in and let us know what's on your mind on this very rainy Thursday morning. We've had a great time this week. I've really enjoyed the calls. We had two great interviews on Monday. Gary Sarnoff talking about the baseball book, about the 1924 World Series and the Washington Senators. I really enjoyed that. And the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. That was a lot of fun. All good. We've got a call right off the bat. I certainly appreciate that, as always. Go ahead, caller.
Did I sleep through a month there, and is the eclipse going on right now?
I know. Will it be much different than this? I doubt it.
Yeah, it'd be about the same, wouldn't it, Scott?
You know, it's funny you mention that, because yesterday somebody came up to me, I can't remember where it was, but they brought up the eclipse out of the blue, and they asked if we were going to do anything here at the radio station, and I said, I'm sure we will, but I'm not really sure what it is yet. But we got talking about this idea that it's only 4 minutes, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and if it's overcast that day, you're not really going to see anything.
And, boy, it'll be close, because I don't think people will get off work to stick their head out the window and see, and maybe they're in positions where they can't do that, and it's not going to last that long to miss a day's work, would it?
No, and it's very strange to me that the hotels are filling up, because I mean, really, it all boils down to 4 minutes.
Yeah. Do you really think that that's accurate saying, or I haven't paid that much attention, but I did hear quite a bit on and off. Like I say, I don't watch TV very much, but I hit that little bit. But they say that that's going to be a big deal all over the country.
Well, I do know this. I do know that most of the schools, if not all, in this area have canceled that day. Now, that's a safety precaution, just so, because they expect a lot of people to be on the roads. And I do know that the hotels are not full, but last time I checked, they were getting there. So, you know, it may be. Maybe it'll be, but I'll tell you, it's going to be a sad thing. Like if you know, April showers, if it's a day like today, people aren't going to see anything.
Yeah. Well, I've seen a few eclipses in our time, and I don't think that it's going to be much different than any of the rest. I'm not knocking nothing at all, but I'm just, you know, skeptic about the way they're handling things this time, aren't you?
Yeah, they're really hyping it up. And I am fearful that people are going to spend a lot of money. You know, by the time you drive from wherever you're driving from and you pay for the hotel rooms and you pay for the food because you're going to have to eat out if you're staying in a hotel, and you're here for 4 minutes, and God forbid you can't see it because it's an overcast day in April. And, you know, people are also under a misconception that it's going to be dark. It'll be like, you're exactly right. It's going to be like it is right now. It'll just be like an overcast day. It doesn't turn pitch black or anything.
Hey, maybe I made a bad mistake saying that. Maybe it's quite a bit of time. I'm no idea exactly. I'd bet a dollar on it that I won't be around for that next eclipse that's supposed to be. And I forgot what they said, how many years it's going to be before another one like this.
It's quite a few. I don't think either you or I will be around for the next eclipse. Yeah, it's quite a few years.
Maybe that's the drawing card because, you know, maybe you and I have been to a concert or something like that, and we said we've seen them perform before, but there's thousands and thousands of others that's never seen that before or had the opportunity to go to it. So I maybe you can see a point there. Hey, anyhow, you know, Adam, I don't get to talk to him. He don't chip in here on the conversations, but he ain't lying. Do you get that?
I do. It's interesting. It's interesting about Adam. I know he listens to the show every morning, but okay. I don't know what happened with him giving his opinions. Honestly, we've never had a conversation about it, but I do know he listens every morning because I do get messages from him. So I...
Go ahead.
I say it's different because, and I certainly know he gets everything up on the website almost immediately when the show is over. So I know he does pay attention.
Yeah, if you see him, you tell him we miss him, and we like those cute little... little praises he puts in there makes the day go interesting. You know, I always remember that from yesterday. I say I'm going to listen real close, see if he says that today. By golly, he's right on time. You know,
he is. I do know that he did have a new show on Monday morning when my show was done. So I know he's still doing shows out there.
Yeah. Who does he talk? What does he talk? What's his topics? And who does he talk to?
On Monday, I think he had a guy on from England, and honestly, I think they just talked about trends. I don't think it was anything in particular.
Did Adam say, "How you doing, old chap?"
I don't remember that, but he should have if he didn't.
Okay, Scott. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038 on this very rainy, rainy Thursday morning. Remember, it's 2222024. Dazzle people with your knowledge today. Let's see what else is going on here. You know, I really don't get this eclipse thing, and it's interesting that would come up this morning because I did have a conversation yesterday with somebody about that, and they did not seem to understand the draw of it either. And we've talked about it on this program. I've talked about it with Pastor Craig. I've talked about it with Matt. I'm not really sure what the big drawing card is there. I mean, it's 4 minutes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, 4 minutes is not a whole lot of time. And again, it's not going to get pitch black. I think there's a confusion that it's going to get pitch black. It's just kind of going to be like it is today, kind of like an overcast sky. And you know what the old saying is, April showers bring May flowers. Well, this is in April. If it's a cold day, if it's a snowy day, if it's an overcast day, if it's a rainy day, we're really not going to see anything for that four-minute period. So I don't know. I think, you know, and I hate to say this, I don't want to be cynical about this, but I think this is some kind of money-making venture. Because people are selling T-shirts and caps and those glasses, and hotels are filling up, and I know restaurants will be busy and things of that nature. So I really think this has turned into more of a money-making thing. I have even seen where they're renting out parking lots, charging you to park in that parking lot in Marion, Ohio that day to watch this solar eclipse. But I'll tell you where the real problem's going to be. If this truly does happen, all this traffic and la-di-da, the real problem is going to be parking lots. Because nobody wants to pay to park. So let's say you're a grocery store, let's say you're Walmart, let's say you're Meijer. Well, people are going to pull in your parking lot because you can't charge somebody to park there because it's a public store. How are you going to get... Maybe don't go to the store for that three-hour period. Go to the store the day before because it might be a little tricky. And if you live out here on Route 95 or close to Route 95, if the traffic is indeed as bad as they say it's going to be, it might be difficult to get up and down the road that day. So I wouldn't make any doctor's appointments or anything that day. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if it does, it could be tricky to navigate at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as our caller said there, it's kind of interesting. I don't think people are going to get let off work that day. Now, I know the schools are for the most part, canceling that day. But if you're a 9-to-5 worker, you're going to be at work during the eclipse. And I doubt they're going to shut down the presses or shut down the grocery stores or department stores or restaurants so you can go outside for 4 minutes and look at this thing. Or maybe they will. You know, I don't know. It's only 4 minutes. Maybe everybody can take a 4-minute break and walk outside and see if anything happens. What are you supposed to do? You can't take a picture of it because you're not supposed to look directly at it. Are you supposed to videotape? But again, you're not supposed to look directly at it. I don't know. What is the appeal? Does anybody know what the appeal of this eclipse is? I mean, we're coming up on it here in about a month and a half. I have no idea. I really, honest to goodness, have zero clue what the big appeal is behind this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 43 degrees, now it's saying light rain, 43 degrees and light rain here in the Marion area, but apparently supposed to be heavier rain later today. But you know what? We take them as we get them. Yesterday was a beautiful day, 50 degrees, sunny. So, you know, that's how life goes. Sunny days into rainy days. Let's see. What else is on the agenda here this morning? Well, I did say this yesterday. We were so glad to have Jessica Hauser back last week from 9 until 11 on Friday morning, joining our little family again. And apparently she's going to be a permanent member of our family again because she will be back tomorrow. So if you didn't hear it last week, tune in tomorrow morning. Jessica Hauser back with us from 9:15 a.m. until 11 a.m. Fridays are a great day for this station. Not that every other day is not great, but Fridays are a lot of fun because I'm on alone. Sometimes I have a guest from 8 until 9. And then from 9 until 11, we have Matt and Jessica Hauser, which is always a lot of fun. And then from 11 to 12, Pastor Craig tells you what's going on in Marion. And then from 12 to 1, it's Matt and Pastor Craig and myself, and we have a great time on the Exchange Club. And then from 1 to 2, you have Study His Word with Pastor Craig. And then we take a little break during the day. And on Friday night, Matt Carrington and I come back and do the Friday Night Live show. So it's a great day on Friday to be around here. It's always a lot of fun, and it's, you know, fun from 8 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night. And I think the gang does a great job with that, and what a great group of people. And just to illustrate that, last night, Matt and Carrington and Sean and I all got together to do a taping, and Sans Sodas catered the taping. Now, we had chicken Alfredo last night. We had spaghetti and meatballs last night. We had pasta with white sauce. We had rolls. We had salad. And this salad was delicious, and I consider myself a connoisseur of salad. Go ahead, caller.
I may have interrupted you there. I'm sorry. I didn't realize you was on the air. But how about the businesses downtown you said was going to close? How'd that business do? And do you ever think sometimes that, you know, we're talking about how we're going to get Marion back up and on the wheels and rolling again, but how about the people downtown that owns the businesses? That'd be pretty neat to hear from them. You could interview them maybe I know I'm putting work on your shoulders, but if you could call some of those businesses and get ideas, never hear about the people that owns the businesses and stuff, what they would like to see, or maybe put some things on the air for people to know, you know, it's something like that.
You know, it's interesting. The business that I was talking about, I actually passed by it yesterday because I had to go to the radio station later in the day, and it's still open. But I don't think there's long left, so hopefully I'll be able to report on that soon. And it's interesting you mention about interviewing the people downtown. And I don't mind interviewing the downtown business people. But here, one of the problems is I don't think you ever really get an accurate depiction when you interview the business owner, because it's like interviewing a politician in a way. Because a business owner is not going to come on the air, and if you say, well, how's your business? They're not going to say, well, not so good. They're going to say it's doing well. And I think one of the problems in downtown Marion, and it's a long-term problem, is identifying the problems in why it doesn't work right. Now, some of it's the parking. Some of it's Route 23. Some of it's the fact that there is no go-to spot down there. It's just a lot of things, and I don't know if the downtown people on the whole can fix it. I think I said this on the air a few weeks ago. Somebody told me that for every event downtown, whether it's the Third Thursdays or the daily people who eat down there and so on and so forth, it's the same 1,000 people. It's the people who work down there. It's the people who attend downtown Marion events, but it's the same 1,000 people. And that's why this business person, the business that's going out of business, says they are, because it's the same people all the time.
You wouldn't think they'd invest in, you know, they've been in and out or going on quite a few years, Scott, businesses.
Oh, absolutely.
And it seems like I realize they've had the spike in prices going tremendously high on everything. That's a tough mark there also. But you know that chicken place out there on 4, what does that, time flies by, but that's been a couple of years. That was the grand opening going to come on that. Don't you think that was about that a couple of years?
I thought they would have. Now, last I knew about that was, I believe it was Kildow who owned that, was the best information that we got on that. And I think when the warehouse went out of business here in Marion, I think that's why that became a foregone conclusion, because I don't think Kildow owns any businesses in Marion anymore at this point.
No, I don't think so either. That's okay.
Yeah, I think that was the problem, and it's sad in a way, but you know what? We have progress. We have a Chipotle opening up on Delaware Avenue, although you'll have to go around that street barrier to get to it. But yeah. I guess if you want your Chipotle, you'll be willing to do it.
Is that still a go, or do you hear any more about the lawsuit and stuff like that, putting that stuff up? They don't really agree to invest the money on that corner.
Well, as last I heard, Chipotle was still saying that, yes, they are going to open up a branch over there. And I don't think they're closing the other branch. I just think they're opening up a bigger version of it over there. But, you know, and I don't want to be negative about it, but I'm not sure that will go in that location. Now, maybe it will, but I think the problem's going to be there are only so many businesses on that side of town that can be supported, because there's just not a lot of business out there anymore.
Yeah. And wasn't Super America or whatever there across the, wasn't they going to move just right across Barks Road South and put it over there? I heard that jingle jangle a while back.
Yeah.
I think it was on your show.
It was. It was. The person who told me that was the same person who said that the Sears store was going to become a temperature-controlled storage. Now, that turned out to be true. But they told me that, what is it? What is that? Is it Super? What do they call that place on the corner there? Is it Speedway? Speedway, I think.
Speedway, that, there you go. But
That it was going to move to the other corner, and that's why they were clearing it, and they would be in the county, because right now they're in the city, and Barks Road draws the line between city and county.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, though.
Yeah, I just thought maybe hear from people downtown around there. Maybe they like to express yourself, but maybe they're not knowing they got the opportunity to do it. And you could sure give them the opportunity. You could sure guideline the thing and spearhead it on if they wanted to talk, couldn't you?
I could. You know, and I would definitely make sure the door is open so they could come on in.
And there'd be one agreement that you would get maybe a free drink every month or something like that if it developed and went real strong, and you could go down and just give them your guest card that you're a guest there, and free of charge. That wouldn't be a bad deal now, would it?
No, it wouldn't be a bad deal. And as I said yesterday as we were going off the air, I believe Stewart's Root Beer opens back up tomorrow for the season.
That's another one. I heard that. And you know what? That's another one of your girlfriends, isn't it?
That's right. That's another one of them.
Yeah, you got connections there. You and Mary Ellen ate there on the stools before. You ain't got too many. You don't have to wait too long for a stool because there's only three, isn't there? Four.
There's only about four. Yeah, you know, I was thinking the other day that Mary Ellen and I have done a broadcast from there on every opening day, I believe, since 2020, but I really have not heard anything this year. I the only way I knew it was opening was I saw it on social media, so I have not. Mary Ellen and I didn't get the invite this year. Maybe we fell off. We fell off the guest list.
Well, my goodness. I thought you was pretty well thought of. I jabbed a little bit there about your name around there. Oh, yeah, sure, yeah, he's a good guy, but I didn't get to talk to her in private. See, that was the difference.
Yeah, you didn't
there.
Get to hear the real story about, no, Michelle and I always have gotten along great. You know, it's always been a lot of fun, but I honestly, maybe she's busy. I haven't heard from her. And like I say, this is the first time in 4 years that we have not been there on opening day. You know, Mary Ellen and I made that kind of a tradition.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that, Scott. Well, you know, she's going to have some bang-up days here, and then it's going to get a little chilly, but she'll. I hope she goes good. She ended the season real well, I believe.
Yeah, last year I believe went very well for her, and she's opening up actually, I think, a little earlier than she normally does. I think it's usually at the end of February, so opening up on the 23rd, probably about a week earlier than she normally does.
Yeah, I've been up there a couple, three times. I hit it pretty heavy there, and I thought, you know, daggone it, they aren't closed yet. I'm going to get something up there, so. Well, if we had that downtown and stuff, we'd be booming stuff like that. See, one out there, there's no parking thing. You just drive up and go through and this and that. That isn't a big area, but they're always busy.
Oh, absolutely. And when they, I believe they open at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm sure they will be packed tomorrow. The weather's not going to be horribly cold, so that's usually the only thing that works against them. And
okay, is that their opening day tomorrow?
Opening day tomorrow, and I believe they open at 11 a.m.
Oh, okay. Boy, I'll sure. You better just give her a ring and say, hey, I'm just making sure you're open. Then maybe she'll give you an invite. And you, Mary Ellen, can go up there and get one of those. Would it be a spear burger? Is that what it was? And a Mary Ellen Withrow, what was hers going to be? If it's going to name something after her.
Well, it's interesting. Every year we've gone up there, Mary Ellen has gotten one of the Coney dogs. That's normally what she gets, and she gets a root beer. So I think it should be called the Withrow Root Beer.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That chimes right in, don't it?
It does, doesn't it? It works okay. And I get the chicken sandwich and usually some fries, so they could call those the Spears fries.
Goodness, you got it all planned out. I'm getting hungry. Get up there and see you later.
See ya. Yeah, it's my understanding again that Stewart's Root Beer opens up for the season a little earlier this year, tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. I don't know. Mary Ellen and I's invitation must have gotten lost in the mail. You know, I would have brought the kids this year. I would have brought Carrington and Matt over there. We could have had a whole little hullabaloo. I don't think they've ever opened on a Friday that I've been aware of. I don't think so, because doing the Friday night show, I don't ever recall them opening on a Friday night. Usually it's been a Thursday, I think. But this year, Friday, February 23rd, I believe, 11 a.m. I don't know. invitation got lost in the mail, something like that. But I'm sure Michelle is busy. A lot of work goes into opening one of those places. So that's the way it goes. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. But as I was saying last night, we had a great time at the station with Matt and Carrington and Sean and Sans Sodas. And I want to thank Joe over at Sans Sodas. What great food we had last night. My goodness gracious. Delicious.
Go ahead.
You know, you just opened up a wildfire there on that statement you just made a minute ago. Did you catch it yet in your mind?
Now, what did I say?
You said about you and Marielle Withrow ought to go up there and people's listen all these years and stuff about you and Marielle and stuff. And then you said, you know what? I think we better go up there and take the kids with us. Now, that's open territory there. That's a statement that probably go nationwide, you know?
Mary Ellen, you know what's funny? I'll tell you, it's weird how these things happen. We talked about this last night.
Yeah.
At Christmas, you know, we all made Christmas gifts for each other, and Sean took a picture that we had taken at the Christmas party, and it was of me and Carrington and Matt and Mary Ellen and Jack Kellogg. And it was a really nice picture. And he put it in a frame, and he gave it to me. And when I opened it up at the Christmas party, I'm looking at this because Mary Ellen and Jack Kellogg are in the front, and then it's Carrington's on one side of me, Matt's on the other, and I'm in the middle. And I said, you know what this looks like? This looks like us with Grandpa and Grandma. This looks like a family portrait.
I didn't hear that one. Okay, Scott.
Yep, thanks. And nothing about anybody's age. You know, it was just, it was an interesting looking picture. So ever since then, usually Carrington will say, well, where's the family picture? We need it hanging up here in the office. That it's a funny thing. But it looks like a happy little family there. So now I have it hanging in my house. So, you know, I say, well, here's the family. You know, Grandma, Grandpa, the kids. We don't know where Mom went, but that's okay. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, this is a good time to talk about age. I'll tell you something. I have never understood age. I don't get age. I don't see age. Let me put it that way. Either way, you know, Matt and Carrington are both in their 20s. I don't see them as in their 20s. I'll call them the kids sometimes, but to be honest with you, I think of them as adults. I think of them as equals or contemporaries. I don't think of them as kids. And Mary Ellen, Jack Kellogg, I don't think of them as senior citizens. I think of them as friends, people. You know, I ask them to do anything that I would ask anybody else to do. So I don't know. People get too hung up on age. I really don't understand what this fascination in society we have with age is. I really don't get it. But I'll tell you that, to be honest, that I don't know. Really, at this point, I don't know what more there is to say. I don't know why we're so ageist in society. You know, what difference does it make? If you get along, why does it matter if you do whatever with, as long as somebody's of age, what makes the difference, honestly? Now, people can look and make odd remarks, but who cares, honestly? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Talked about age. Stewart's Root Beer opening tomorrow at 11 a.m. That'll be great. A lot of people like to go up there and get their Coney dogs and their chicken sandwiches and their curly fries. You know, my favorite meal up there, and I don't eat there a whole lot, but I like the shredded chicken sandwich, curly fries, and a diet root beer. Now, for me, that's the way to go. Now, as I said, Mary Ellen usually got the Coney dog. I don't know what Matt and Carrington get. I'm sure they go there, but I'd have to ask them. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow night on the program, being as it is opening day for Stewart's Root Beer. But boy, the Sans Sodas was good last night, so I got to tip my hat there to Joe for all the pasta and sauce and rolls, and boy, that salad was good. As I say, I love a good salad. And we had a lot of fun and laughs last night, which was always a good thing, is always a good thing. It was good. It's interesting. But, you know, at this point, I just enjoy everybody. I'm a happy person. I apparently, you know, I don't know how this perception came up that I am not. I really am happy. I am a very happy person. I don't know where that perception came from, but it's really not true. Now, I would tell you if I wasn't happy. A matter of fact, you would know. I would come on here and complain about everything every morning. Well, I do that anyway. But how can you not be happy with all the good people around? I mean, it's just a fun time. Anyway, I'm sure. Oh, did want to mention again, we found out yesterday, Sarah called this in, and I love when Sarah calls things like this in because I think it's helpful. Community Action does your taxes for free. I did not know this. Now, apparently they only do so many a year, so you'll want to call to make sure that they're still doing those. But if you don't have your taxes done and maybe Community Action has a few open spots yet, call Community Action and, you know, ask them about the taxes if you want them done. Now, I did not get a chance to talk about this thing. well, this makes me look really dumb. But I'm going to do it anyway. The other day I told the story about the tire and how inept I really am. This story will really tell you how inept I am. I can't even tell you how inept this is bad. Let's put it that way. Okay, here's what happened. I forgot to tell you yesterday. We ran out of time yesterday and I didn't get it in. So I'm going to give it a shot today. Now, as I told you, there are some big things coming up. I can't talk about them until next week or maybe tomorrow night because I have a meeting tomorrow afternoon that I have to go to that will finalize everything, and then I can talk about it. But in any event, that's neither hither nor yon, as they say. But here's the story that makes me look like a total bonehead, like I'm totally inept and I can't do anything. Okay. The other day, I had a meeting, and Monday, I had a meeting with some people, and it was a formal meeting, and a matter of fact, it had to do with the meeting that I'm having tomorrow about the big thing, which hopefully I'll be able to announce tomorrow night. So anyway, I go to this meeting, and I thought that it was going to be between me and one other person. I did not think it was going to be a big meeting, but that's okay. You know, however many people want to come, that's fine. Well, when I got there, it wasn't just one person. It ended up being four people I was meeting with, which, again, that's fine. But the place we went, they passed out tablets and pens, P-E-N-S, to everybody before the meeting started. So there are four of us around this table, and then there's one person standing up. And everybody's got a tablet, and everybody's got a pen, okay? And I'm the odd person out because I don't work at this particular place. So there are actually five of us in this meeting. So anyway, I've got a pen. They gave me a pen. They gave me a tablet. Everybody else has got a pen and a tablet. Okay. So first of all, I'll tell you, there was actually a moment before the moment that's going to tell you how inept I am. There was actually a moment early on that went badly. Because, again, I said I thought there was only going to be one other person there. Well, the other three people come over to be a part of the meeting. And as everybody's saying, sitting down, I'm being polite. And I'm going, Scott Spears, nice to meet you. Scott Spears, nice to meet you. You know, as you should. And shaking their hands. Well, one of the ladies sits down and I go, nice to meet you, Scott Spears. And she goes, we've already met. Now, you know what? I'm sorry. I forgot that we'd already met. But, you know, she wasn't mean about it. It was just, you know, Scott Spears, nice to meet you. We've already met. So we were off on a little bit of a, I don't think it was a bad foot, but it was an interesting little meeting. So anyway, here comes the moment where I look totally inept. Now get ready for this. Sit down at home. Whatever you're doing at work, put it down for just a second. This won't take very long to tell, but I want you to brace yourself because you think I know what I'm doing this show. You think I know what I'm doing out in society. This is really going to tell you how much of a goof I am. Okay, here's what happened. We're in the meeting. There's five of us, me and the four people from this place. We're all around a table. We've all got a notepad. We've all got pens. Okay. So we start talking about this project, and everybody starts to write on their, you know, they take their pens out and they start writing on their paper. And I felt I should do this too, because I needed to write down the times and what's going on. I probably should remember all this stuff. So I pick up my pen, which is a brand new pen, and it's not, you know, the end of the pen, the pen tip, is not pushed out. So obviously, there is a way to get this pen to write. Now, the meeting's going on. We're all around a table. Now, so I hit the top of the pen because, you know, I've been around pens in my life, and that's normally how you get a pen to start writing. I hit the top of the pen. Nothing. The pen does not open. So I thought, well, maybe it's one of those pens where you twist the bottom of it, and that, you know, slides the pen open. I twist the bottom of it. Pen doesn't come open. Now I'm starting to panic because we're in this meeting. Everybody's writing. We're all talking. Four other people around this table, and I can't get the darn pen open. You know, they're trusting me to be a part of this meeting and help run things, and I can't even get the darn pen open. Now, how in the world can I be a part of this meeting? So I can't, and then I decide, now I don't want them to see that I don't know how to open up a pen, because they're going to think I'm an idiot. So I start messing, you know, the little clip on the side of a pen where you can put it in your pocket, although I don't know many people who do that anymore. I start messing with that little clip, trying to figure out how in the what is making this pen work. It's like Houdini's pen. I can't make this pen work at all. I look like a total fool. Well, and this is why I told you this. This woman who I had just, you know, talked to a few minutes earlier, hello, Scott Spears, and she said we've already met. This woman, very discreetly, grabs my pen because she can. She sees I'm fumbling with this pen and clearly don't know what I'm doing. She grabs the pen and she just hits the top. She didn't hit the top that I hit, but she just pulled the top of the pen, pulled on it, and the pen clicked and opened up. And she handed it back to me. Did I look like an idiot? Now, everybody saw this happen at the table. I can't even get the pen open, and they're trusting me to help run this big event. I can't even get the pen open. And everybody saw at that table that this woman had to open up the pen for me. I felt like I was George Washington writing with a quill pen. I mean, honestly, how inept and an idiot, much of an idiot, can somebody be in a meeting? So now I'm taking notes feverishly because now I've got the pen open. I need to catch up. And at the end of the meeting, one of the people says, well, is there anything else before we end this meeting? And I said, well, as long as I don't have to open up this pen again, I think we can adjourn this meeting. I tried to make a little joke, but to be honest with you, I had no idea how to open up that pen. I don't know why I didn't know how to open up the pen. I felt like the biggest idiot on the face of the earth because we're in this meeting and they've given me this pen and paper. Can you imagine how stupid I looked? I probably walked out of there and they said, that guy can't even open a pen. How is he going to be able to help us pull off this event? He can't even open a pen. Oh, it was tragedy. I'm telling you, it couldn't have gone worse. It was just, And they were all very nice people. Very, very, very nice people. They didn't make me feel like an idiot. But I'm telling you, I'm going to carry a pencil around from now on. I'll carry charcoal. I'll get a quill pen so I don't ever have to try to open a pen again. You know, I was sweating trying to get that pen open. Why won't this pen open? They gave me the pen, by the way. They gave me the pen and the pad. They probably wanted me to go home and practice. They thought, that guy needs some practice on opening up pens. And I've been around pens all my life. I never had problems before, but this particular day I did. Go ahead, caller.
Well, since that was a live appointment there, and she hands the pen back to you after she opened it for you, what kind of facial expression did she have on her face?
You know, she trying to be very nice, I think, trying to be very professional, but she kind of looked at me, you know, like her eyes were about to roll back in her head, like this guy can't even open a pen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad.
The comment she said, that's why I just called in for that. She said, we've met before. That's kind of, we have? Now, where have we met before? What made her say that to you?
You know, I don't know. I thought that was a little offbeat myself because I was introducing myself to the other people in this meeting and everything went fine. And when I got to her, I said, you know, same thing I was saying to them. I'm Scott Spears. Nice to meet you. And she said, we've already met.
You know, that's kind of sarcastic. Now, that's the way I'll take something like that, you know. But I'd just go on. I wouldn't put up, a pipe for it or anything. But I just wondered, and earlier, just about a few minutes before you started talking about that, you broke in. You don't do that. But you're reading something off a monitor or whatever that is there. Somebody sent some information there, and you was reading that and trying to keep conversation before you started that episode right here towards the end of the thing. So that's funny, too. I can tell you, that probably one of your other real good friends there was leaving you something there on the screen, wasn't they?
Well, actually, a couple of them were. And, so I wanted to check in and read both of them to make sure that I had not missed anything.
Real interesting people, I bet.
The both of them are very interesting, absolutely.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Couldn't even open a pen. Well, Mary's out there. She sent me a box of Crayolas with smiley faces on them that are waving. You know, I'm going to write with crayons now, or crayons, depending on how people pronounce them in this area. Have you ever done something that incredibly stupid that made you look like a complete moron? And you know what? I'm not even going to try to make it any better because I couldn't open the pen. I really could not open the pen. I just don't know. It's strange. I'm going to talk more about age next hour because I think that's worth talking about. And there's also another topic I've wanted to talk about for a couple days, and we've got so many people in tomorrow morning. I don't know if I'll have a chance to talk about it. So we're going to talk a little bit about this other topic as well. But age, this other topic, and a whole other thing. But that pen. The pen had me baffled. Now, some people get baffled by Rubik's Cubes. Some people get baffled by puzzles. Some people get baffled by riddles. No, me, I get baffled by ink pens. Ink pens. P-E-N-S. And now I have another meeting tomorrow. Now, it's not with the same people, but I have a little anxiety that if they give me a pen, I'm not going to be able to open up the pen. Heck, at this point, if they give me a pencil, I might not be able to use it. You know, that's life some days. All right, we're going to break. Coming back in 15.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
They made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know.